Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every once in a while, we get a chance to talk to our former governor and now U.S. Senator Rick Scott. He's on the line with me now. Senator, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Hey, thank you. I just listened to your ad about what you guys are trying to do, make sure people are ready for hurricanes. Thanks for doing that. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. No, always, always. And trying to teach people the 7 days, not the 3 days, and you know, teaching people, of course, to have their plan and to be ready and to, you know, not focus too much on the wind speed, focus on the flooding and the water and the surge and all that stuff. Yeah, we try really hard every year to make sure that people are aware of that stuff, as you know, having dealt with so many catastrophes.
Storm surge is real and it kills you.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. You know, the big story out of D.C. right now, of course, is the haggling, fighting, whatever, over the increasing the debt limit and or cutting spending and or reforming spending programs. We're pretty close into like 8 or 9 days away from something happening. I think most people they feel like we go through this story every year or two and they always solve it. What's your take on what's going to happen here?
Well, I don't know why it's that hard. You know, if you look at what people care about, they care about inflation, they care about their retirement benefits. Well, if both sides cared about that, then you say, okay, so let's figure out how we get people back to work. I've got a provision in there that on the House bill. It says if you're able-bodied, you don't have young children, you can't be on government program if you're not willing to work. So I'm glad that's in there, and I'm glad Kevin McCarthy's fighting for that. But this idea that the Democrats and Biden just don't want to stop this reckless spending. It's reckless spending. It's crazy. So I'm always optimistic, but I don't get why this is that hard. Let's worry about what people care about, inflation, retirement benefits, medical bills. If you did that, this would be pretty easy to solve.
You know, when I think about it that way, and when I think about how, like, every time we come up against this problem, it seems like we cave. You know, like, we don't get genuine reform in place. But to be fair, when Republicans have power, it seems like, you know, we raise the debt ceiling, too, and we spend a bunch, too. It feels like there's just no appetite in D.C. for genuine, meaningful, long-term, large-scale reform of our spending.
Well, then you should be disappointed whoever supports it without structural reform, because it's causing this inflation. It is directly caused by a government that cannot live within its means. So stop and think about this. Are you excited when you have a child that wastes money and the bank says, oh, I'll give you a little bit more money? Are you more excited when you say, hey, they finally figured it out and they're going to stop spending all this money? So we should demand that our federal government does the same thing, live within our means. We all do it every day. Your government can do it, too. They just don't want to.
I feel like if you could get Dave Ramsey courses for all of the people in Congress, that you know, maybe that would solve it. President Biden announced this week that we are getting ready to allow F-16s to be used by the Ukrainians. We're going to train them. And I support this. I'm surprised that there are – I don't know. It feels like it's been it's like a struggle every inch of the way to get the kind of military support for Ukraine to push back against Russia that they need. Is that surprise you that there's been so much criticism?
Yeah, I mean, let's just do one or the other. Do we want them to win, or does we want them to have a protracted war? Let's give them the weapons to win. I want them to win. Now, I expect Germany and Macron and France and everybody to do their part, because we don't have unlimited dollars. I mean, like almost $32 trillion of debt.
Right.
But if we're going to help Ukraine, let's help them win and defeat the Russians. If we're not, let's get out of the way and say, this is crazy. Why are we doing this?
Do you feel like, based on what you know of what's going on there, that winning is an option at this point, or is it stalemate and it's just going to be another case where Russia is going to get what they've got because we don't have the willingness to push them back out of there?
I think it just depends on how hard the Ukrainians want to fight, and if our elected leaders and you know what, it can't be corruption. We got to get Europe to this. This war is in Europe, So we should expect European countries like Germany to step up. I don't think they've done enough yet. I think there's some things that are not working perfectly. I think Biden's been slow in giving them lethal weapons. I remain hopeful. All the briefings I get, people are optimistic because of the willingness of Ukrainian citizens to fight. They're concerned about some of our allies not helping enough. They're concerned that Biden has been slow at giving them lethal weapons. But you have to really admire the people of Ukraine. They're fighting for their freedom.
Absolutely, you do. We're talking to Senator Rick Scott. Senator, hang on for just a second. Let me get a quick traffic report in here from Candy on the Fives.
Not showing any slowdowns or delays. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to U.S. Senator Rick Scott. Senator, you well know what's been going on in Florida, the policies that have been passed by the legislature and then signed into law by Governor DeSantis. I sometimes feel like we get lied about so much. This must be like living in a communist state, you know, where you know the information is false, but you don't know it because you're a citizen. I know the information is false, but it's still out there like everybody else gets lied to. Now the NAACP is saying don't come to Florida. What do you make of this?
Oh, I mean, look, this is just fear-mongering. I think they must have needed slow news day, and NAACP just wanted to be in the news. It's absurd, fear-mongering. There's no room for hate or discrimination. This is a state that we love people. We want people to be successful. We want kids to get a great education. We want people to get jobs. We want people to be safe. So I hope everybody continues to flock to Florida and enjoy the great state we built.
Well, we do have one new item here locally that I know you have been working on as well, which is the reopening of NAS Pensacola to public access 7 days a week. This is a huge relief and win.
Finally, right? This was work. I didn't think it would be this hard to get this done. But we got NAS Pensacola opened, I guess it was the 17th. So I look forward actually to come up there and bring one of my grandsons up. He'll love going to it. So I'm looking forward to come up. And I mean, this is what I feel good about. This is why I like being in the Senate. I get to help solve problems, and so that's why I'm running for re-election. I'm going to just keep trying to do everything I can to make this is the state that everything's possible.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And we are all super relieved. And I appreciate the work that you put in on making this happen. One of the things I've been reading about just the last couple of days is, we're in the process of procuring the next generation air dominance aircraft. Of course, the F-35 is also our ongoing procurement. The F-22, we're kind of cutting that away, which is disappointing to me, but I understand why we're doing it. What I'm finding concerning is sort of the future of manned versus unmanned military action, obviously with Whiting Field here locally and with NAS Pensacola here locally and our training of pilots, because we are specifically contracting, at least the Air Force is contracting, and I got to assume the Navy's going to come along too with this, is that every manned platform will be accompanied by two unmanned platforms, like 3-for-1 kind of thing. What's your thinking, or what are you seeing from the inside of where the Navy and the Air Force are going with unmanned aviation and sort of a pilotless future? Do you think that is a realistic concern down the road, that we will have a pilotless future?
I don't think we'll have a pilotless future, but I think we're going to continue to see what can we do through drone technology. I don't think we're ever not going to have pilots, because it takes training to be able to do these things. And if you look at why America, why you don't want to fight Americans is because of the ability, our training of our pilots. So I don't think it's ever going to go away. But I think we're going to continue to look at ways that we reduce the risk of losing a human being, especially our trained and valiant law enforcement, our military men and women. So I think we're going to keep looking at things, but I don't think we're ever going to get rid of pilots.
Well, I certainly hope that's true. I believe both in the value of us obviously training the pilots here locally, but I believe in the value of the human in the machine making decisions rather than any machine in the machine making decisions. I certainly believe in that. Last thing I just wanted to ask you, because we're kind of in the vicinity of the military stuff, is, man, I hear and see so many stories about like wokeness in the military, that we're training a social program rather than training for war fighting. And I worry about that. I worry about the effect of that perception on recruiting, but I also worry about the capacity of the military for performing its core function if we ever do get into a conflict, and it looks, you know, all the time like maybe China's going to push us in that direction. How can you gauge for me sort of to what degree you think that sort of cultural stuff, wokeness, is degrading our military capacity, or is that an oversold story? Is that an overblown concern?
Oh, well, I think it's true. I was on a website the other day, and it was a satire, and it says the Chinese military is practicing screaming pronouns at American military. We're seeing it in our recruiting. Our recruiting numbers are down. I think our recruiting numbers are down quite a bit, other than for the Marines. And I think this wokeness is part of it, and they're spending too much time on diversity. When I was in the service, I mean, it was a melting pot. The service was a melting pot, had opportunity for everybody. It was a meritocracy. So I don't get this. I think Milley's done a bad job. I think he's more worried about, you know, what, you know, Washington Post writes about him rather than making sure. I want the world to be scared to death of the American military is what I want. I'm not too worried about pronouns. I'm more worried about without, you know, if they're, how lethal are they? I want people to be scared to death of the U.S. military.
Absolutely. And that's whenever I see our aviation, some of our ships, I just say that's what we have as a capacity. And I worry that, on the preparation of the human resource side of it, we're not doing the things that we used to do all the time to make that the truth, that they are basically terrified of the U.S. military. U.S. Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thank you for serving. I know that being in politics is never fun. So I hope you at least get a little bit of enjoyment. And when you do come to Pensacola and bring the grandkids, I hope you'll give us a heads up and we can meet you somewhere or see you on the beach or something like that. But thank you for the time this morning, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. See you, Andrew. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. 722 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever pray for spiritual and mental strength? Paul's prayer for the Ephesian believers was a prayer to strengthen their inner man. Let's pray his prayer right now and ask God to strengthen us in the same way. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, according to the riches of your glory, please allow us to be strengthened with might by your Spirit in our inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, thank you in advance for how you will strengthen our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call them today, 850-438-5444. Darrell Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Arriba, arriba, andale, ole,
good morning, 725, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News. Candy's got traffic on the fives. just in time.
I know. No accidents for you.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. And that is good. We're not showing any slowdowns right now. Highway 90 is clear from Scenic into the curve into Cervantes, Mobile Highway, 90 all the way through Pace and Milton. Everything's clear right now. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
TikTok suing Montana over a new law banning the app. The law prohibits TikTok from operating in the state, doesn't allow residents to download the app to their phones. The governor says there are legitimate spying issues involved, and the federal government has already banned the app from official phones as well. Final approval being given to a new red flag law in Michigan. Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing that there. And Michigan is the second state in a week after Minnesota to enact a red flag law. There's a new study from UCLA that says cannabis smoke is not as bad for people's lung health as tobacco smoke. The study says COPD, one of the major risks of smoking tobacco, is not connected with smoking marijuana. Researchers apparently compared groups of people who currently used to or have never smoked marijuana, and most of the people studied. Most of the people in the study were participating for more than 4 years.
You know, it's as somebody who absolutely does not advocate for marijuana in any way at all, I will say this, that makes sense to me, because basically cigarettes are just a giant jumble of chemicals wrapped around the tobacco, and marijuana, not, you know, at least right. Typically not the same way. David, thanks so much for the update. 726 on News Radio 92.3. This is kind of interesting. Sam Parker yesterday during the Santa Rosa County Commission committee, the kind of the agenda review for their Thursday meeting, he said this.
I hope you will carry back to the folks this board's deepest sense of appreciation for what they do. Just this morning as we were riding in on talk radio, they were talking about the national shortage and difficulties with doctors. We've been hearing for years from lifeguard staff about your difficulties in recruiting and retention, and I know that COVID exacerbated that. I know firsthand some folks that got out of the medical services field because they were overwhelmed and overworked.
Yeah, that was actually yesterday. That was David Wayne covering that, the shortage of doctors possibly, you know. I kind of love Sam. Sam every once in a while catches a word that he just can't perform. Exacerbated. it's adorable.
He and I must be related.
Exacerbated. Anyway, no, but yeah, exactly right. That shortage. And so it's National EMS Week this week. You've heard the various councils and commissions passing resolutions in support of them, and rightly so. But I thought it was interesting, as a former cop, what Sam pointed out about cops versus EMS.
You know, you can carry a gun on your side and really mitigate most of the reasons you'd ever have to call a cop. But when you're in a bad car accident, you know, and you're needing fire to get there and extract you, or you are harmed and you need medic services, and I can tell you firsthand, as being the guy that's had to call for other deputies and other deputies call for me, you know, to get EMS, when you're loaded in the back of an ambulance, there's no peace that comes like knowing, thank God, like somebody's here that can fix me and patch this hole up. And we just really appreciate you.
No, that's a great point. And I think he's really right. You know, the whole idea of like a, you know, basically you can have a cop 5 minutes from now or you can have a gun right now, right? Like, you know, I love that idea that you can pretty much solve for most of the reasons you would call a police officer right now by having a gun on you. But EMS, no, that is a special set of skills. And so we certainly appreciate the work that they do and the service that they give and the all of the difficulty during COVID, and certainly still now from, you know, in both counties, Lifeguard and, you know, Escambia EMS in Escambia County. 729 here on News Radio 92.3. If you have a need for any kind of a heating or air conditioning or electrical service, you want to pick up the phone and know that you're going to get the right service. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. Good quality products, good quality service and installation, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Right now, you want to get your AC tuned up, make sure that it's going to run properly for the whole season and not waste electricity. $49 for an AC inspection in Pensacola, Fort Walton, or Panama City. $29 in Baldwin County. They just expanded to Baldwin County, and so it's a deal over there. First 400 free Smart Care membership in Baldwin County. So if you need any kind of work on your electrical, AC, heating, anything like that, call Peden. They will take care of you. Find out more at Peden, PEADEN.com. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. I have a pair of tickets for you to go see this laser invasion show at the Sanger Theater, June 22nd. at 7 p.m. It's a blend of music and light show and science fiction and all kinds of cool stuff. It looks really interesting. I just give it to you right now, first caller. That's it. First caller, dial fast. That's why you always want to have the phone number in your phone. 437-1620. First caller wins a pair of tickets to go see the show. Coming up in a minute, we'll talk to Sheriff Chip Simmons. David Wayne, what do you have coming up, sir?
Something strange washed up on shore in Dauphin Island. We'll tell you what after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy pushing for work requirements as part of a debt ceiling deal. Ohio Congressman Dave Joyce.
Most Americans agree that there should be work requirements. And we're not talking about anything that's paralyzing. We're talking about 20 hours a week.
The Republican last hour on Fox Business. Democrats are against it. So far, no solution to the crisis. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis speaking at a religious event in Orlando touching on abortion.
I was fortunate enough to sign the Heartbeat Bill, which is the strongest pro-life bill Florida's seen in its modern history.
And DeSantis could announce a run for the White House this week. An advisory from the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy that social media use may be harmful to the mental health of young people, citing evidence that online content is hurting the development of the nation's youth. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 74. It's mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Well, a surprising find by some people walking on a beach on Dauphin Island this week. A bundle of several packages of cocaine was found washed ashore. Dauphin Island police sent officers on ATVs. It was in a remote location to collect the drugs, and they say looked like they'd been there for some time now. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office Narcotics Division now has agents investigating where those drugs came from. Starting to get some reaction to the NAACP's formal travel advisory warning African Americans to not visit the state of Florida.
You never tell anyone not to come to Florida. They're coming to visit. I think the advisory is for those who are coming to make this their home. Beware.
That's Rodney Jones. He talked with Channel 3, a lifetime NAACP member and former president of the Pensacola chapter. Now, the nationwide chapter of the NAACP issued that advisory over recent policies and bills that the state has enacted, including the restriction of DEI programs at colleges and universities and blocking an AP African American Studies course. Local law enforcement agencies are going to be all over the roads for the national Click It or Ticket campaign. Started yesterday, runs through June 4th. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says officers are going to be out both in marked and also in unmarked cars.
It's very easy for officers to look in a vehicle and see whether a seatbelt is being used or not. So checkpoints are not needed for that.
And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says among young adults that are killed in crashes, 59% are not wearing seatbelts, one of the highest percentages for all age groups. The McDavid man accused of shooting a woman inside an Atmore hotel now facing murder charges. That victim passed away the other day. The shooting happened on Wednesday. Atmore police said they found the victim in a room at the Southland Hotel. The suspect, 39-year-old Luis Becerra, initially was charged with attempted murder. He was arrested by Alabama troopers on I-65. That charge now upgraded to murder following the woman's death. Hurricane season starts next week. The Florida Public Service Commission holding a preparedness workshop. AccuWeather hurricane expert Don Katalski says meteorologists are predicting 11 to 15 named storms. 4 to 8 of them could become hurricanes.
If El Nino becomes really strong, which could happen, that could make a huge difference in how many storms we get. The stronger the El Nino, the more frequent the shear, and that determines the number of storms that can develop.
The National Hurricane Center already logged its first disturbance off the Florida coast, although it has a 0% chance of developing. And Governor Ron DeSantis temporarily putting a hold on the scheduled execution for a man who's been on death row for 3 decades, 62-year-old Dwayne Owens, scheduled to be executed by lethal injection on June 15th. However, the governor issued an executive order calling for 3 psychiatrists to evaluate Owen. His attorneys recently sent a letter to Governor DeSantis that included a neuropsychologist's recent evaluation saying Owen met the criteria for insanity. Owen has been on death row since being convicted of the 1984 rape and murder of a woman in Palm Beach County. 735 now at News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And speaking of Owens, no relation, but Jonathan Owens, congratulations to him from Pensacola, picking up tickets to the Laser Spectacular going out at the Sanger next month, and another chance for you to win coming up on News Radio 92.3. It looks like East Bay Boulevard, Navarre closed south of Koppel, but they are going to expand that as they work on the ongoing drainage improvement project. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, it's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a warm and humid day with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 60s and 70s. As you go into your Wednesday, we will have a drier day. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures staying in the low 80s overnight, dropping into the 60s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got cloudy skies, 74 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton, and our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Big retailers are signaling they're nearly done paring back their excess inventories and are preparing to fill their shelves with new merchandise this fall, potentially brightening prospects for freight carriers looking for revived restocking to drive a shipping rebound. Target says its inventory at the end of March was 16% lower than the same period a year ago. Walmart cut inventory by 9% over the past year. The two slashed hundreds of millions of dollars of goods from their balance sheets, suggesting space is opening up in their jammed supply chains. Florida tops the ranking for best places to live for retired military families, followed by South Carolina and Virginia, driven by factors such as health care, favorable tax policies, and a strong job market. The Wallet Hub analysis used 28 key metrics ranging from veterans per capita to number of VA health facilities. Oregon came in last, while the District of Columbia ranked 50th and Nevada ranked 49th. On Wall Street, futures a bit lower. That's Your Money Now.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax title and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Joining us in studio, we have Chip Simmons, the sheriff of Escambia County. Good morning. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
She's always a good warm-up act, isn't she?
She is. It's like you push a button in this.
And she just goes off.
That's right. It doesn't work, though, when I'm almost getting a ticket. No. I'm like, Chip Simmons is my dad, y'all.
Yeah, no.
They don't believe it either.
That won't work.
I know that I'm older.
So we've had a couple of incidents.
You can
slow down. Yeah, that's true. A couple of incidents we want to talk about. This Paula Avenue that originally was reported as being a drive-by, but now you're saying not a drive-by because it looks premeditated, or it looks like they made it known the
intentional.
Person. Intentional, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, we get the call early, I guess Saturday evening, those shots fired. So we get there. There are two people actually that were shot. One had a grazed wound to his the calf, I believe, and the other had two gunshot wounds that he later succumbed to. And the reason we're saying we don't believe it's a drive-by is because there was a disturbance just prior to the shooting. And I've been talking to people and our investigators, and they're saying, well, you know, there were dozens of people nearby, to include the one that was grazed in his leg, and they're not coming forward with information. They're not telling us what's taking place. I can tell you that this particular address we have been to over 20 times in the last 2 months.
Wow.
And over 40 times in the year. And those calls range from, home invasions and some
40
just
times in a year?
40 times in a year, according to our CAD, computer-aided dispatch calls for service.
Wow.
So there's certainly a drain on our resources.
Is it a drug house? Is it there's a lot of criminal activities, a lot of parties? I mean, what?
It's a rental. It's a rental house, and the people that have in the past been renting it, and I'm having to lump them all together now.
Yeah.
Because now we have a homicide in that area. But apparently they're just some activity there that is conducive to this sort of thing. Huh. And here's what gets me. It's tragic that we had anyone get shot. A single person that gets shot is too many. But what adds to that is the fact that even the other person that was shot is not willing to tell us what they know. But our investigators are on it. They do a great job in this circumstance because, quite honestly, there are many times when this takes place, and people don't come forward with the information, including the victims. We've had people in the past, a dying declaration, but they will not tell us
who did it. Wow.
Yeah, I got news for you. You shoot me, I'm going to tell on you.
Right.
You're going to know it.
All right, so I'm going to ask what's going to sound like a really dumb question, but because you were contrasting a drive-by with a deliberate or an intentional shooting, it made me want to ask the question, what is a drive-by? Like, what, from a police law enforcement's perspective, when you say something is a drive-by, I just always thought a drive-by was if it was from a car, okay, and it was sort of a quick attack and then they left, but it was always deliberate, like they were always trying for a particular person or something like that, like it was an assassination attempt is kind of how I always thought of it. But what do you, when you say that word, what do you think of that term meaning?
No, the drive-bys that we have seen have been deliberate. They're not random.
Okay.
But drive-bys are, as you mentioned, what we term a drive-by is an individual or people or persons will go through the area and they will shoot and without really stopping.
Okay.
And or stop for a second, then stay on a roadway and then leave.
Okay.
That is a drive-by. They're driving by without stopping. This situation was that there was a conversation. A person may have driven up, but there was a conversation that led to a disagreement that led to the shots being fired, and then the person left. So I'll be honest, I don't know that it matters to the victim whether
right.
it's a drive-by or not, but that's not what we call a drive-by.
More happened to involve a car. That
yeah.
wasn't really
because
the
there's a possibility
right.
that had it not been for the argument, there would not have been gunplay.
Fair enough. That makes more sense to me. We also had a story out of Subway on Michigan Avenue where a woman was there, and I guess somebody tried to climb into her car. Lucky for her, she had a gun.
Yeah, this dude, as she was stopped at the Subway, just tries to get into her car, and she did what I would expect someone to do to protect herself. She was prepared. She was carrying concealed, and then she let him know that she was not going to be a victim, and he left, which again is a happy ending.
Right.
Again, no one really knows what his ultimate intentions were. But I know that what she did was something that I would recommend people do. You protect yourself.
And that's, brandishing, having, using. We've talked about this many
times.
Being
prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, it's interesting. Sam Parker, County Commissioner Sam Parker, made a comment yesterday. He said, a lot of the things that you would call police for can be solved if you just happen to have a gun. I mean, in the good sense, like having
reasonable.
A gun does
right.
an awful lot to help you not need to have to call the cops.
Well, I mean, there's some things that you can do. We talk a lot about some safety measures. You can be aware of your surroundings. You can not put yourself in a situation where you might be vulnerable. You're not paying attention. You got your back turned. You got your car running. You got your car unlocked. You got, you know, your car's open for, you know, for some reason. So and one of those things also is to, you know, if you feel so inclined to have a weapon with you, you know, so that if it's reasonable to believe your life is in danger, then you can use that weapon, or you can, in this case, show that weapon.
It's 7:45 here on News Radio 92.3. I have Chip Simmons here in the studio with me. Let's get Candy here with traffic on the fives.
There is an accident, Mobile Highway and Highway 90 at Millview Road. This is near the Dollar General, and it looks like it is blocked in both directions. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You guys have had some good stuff happen recently. You had promotions last week, right?
Yeah, we were able to promote a number of people, 11 people total. All of them range from our crime scene manager, and we had a sergeant, we had a few lieutenants, we had a couple of captains, and a chief deputy.
Oh,
so
nice.
We, you know, we went back to having two chief deputies.
Yeah, Andy Hobbs is now
Andy
second
Hobbs
chief deputy,
now,
right?
Right.
This was some confusion by some people because they thought, well, what happened to Tommy? And I'm like, nothing happened to Tommy.
No.
It's just one's operations and one's
Administration.
Thank you, administration.
Yeah, because we have our own training academy. There's a number of things that we're doing that, you know, that we haven't done in the past, quite frankly. And so we're having, you know, I have a need for to have two chief deputies, and administration has a lot of things.
Nobody got promoted to sheriff, though, right?
No. Well, boy, I hope not.
if it didn't, you didn't know.
Yeah.
You guys also had your law enforcement memorial, something that you do annually to remember the fallen in the line of duty and to honor the families and give them a chance to connect with law enforcement. It's always a moving ceremony. I haven't been the last couple of years, but I have been several times, and it's very powerful.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly why we do it, because there are those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. There are those that are honored and remembered throughout the year, but certainly during Police Week, which is what we had last year. So we had our police memorial last Wednesday. It was very well attended. I'm so proud of the men and women at the sheriff's office that take their time out. And we also had two canines that were killed in line of duty as well, which is kind of rare for any agency to have a canine lose their life in the commission of their duties, really. And yes, we were able to honor them last Wednesday. So yeah, it was a pretty good week for us.
You have a couple of things coming up. I think tomorrow you have Coffee with a Cop. Is that right?
We have Coffee with a Cop at 4455 Mobile Highway. The Maple Forest Cafe. We've been there before a couple years ago. We will be there tomorrow from 7:30 till 9:30, and it's proudly sponsored by Hanto and Clark.
Oh, okay,
good
nice.
People at Hanto and Clark. So and yeah, we'll be up there. Give people a chance to come and talk to us. If they have questions, they can ask questions. They can, you know, we want to be out there in the public so that we're transparent and we are a part of our community.
And I know, I mean, it might not be something people realize because maybe they have a question. They feel like, well, it's not an emergency. I'm not quite sure who to call. Maybe they don't want to call. But somebody can always just, like, come to the substation and talk to a cop, right? Anytime, if they need, just for whatever reason, whether to file a report or ask a question, they can always come and ask, right? I mean, they don't have to go to the Coffee with the Cop. They can go to any substation, right?
Well, they can go to Coffee with the Cop. We're going to have a movie night on Friday night.
Right.
We're showing the movie Onward at the Equestrian Center. So it's going to be in Beulah. You don't have to live in Beulah to come. Come on out there. It's right in front of the Equestrian Center.
Is there food?
There's going to be food. Hamburgers, hot dogs, chips, and that sort of thing. And we're the food's on us this time. Actually, the food's on the drug dealers in Escambia County. So we seize the money, and we turn it into hamburgers and hot dogs. It's magic. It's almost Brent Lane magic.
It's magic. All right, last thing. We're starting a new thing that I want to do because it occurred to me that you guys know an awful lot about how to keep me safe. Things I don't know, okay? And I thought, you know, we could kind of do this, like, safety tip, you know, cop tip, you know, something like that we can share at the end of our interviews every week. And the one that I, you know, just kind of a question that I have is, so I go to a movie theater.
Okay.
Okay. You know, just Andrew McKay, movie theater goer. I want to be sort of in the middle. You know, that's how I pick where to sit in a movie theater because that's best visual. I know when you go to a movie theater, or at least I'm wondering, you go to a movie theater and you might think a little differently, you know, safety and security and being aware of your surroundings. Where does Chip Simmons sit in the movie theater? Not as a, like, personal preference, but as a safety measure. Do you think that way when you go to something like a theater?
Well, I think that way all the time. We talk a lot about safety measures and where you go. And specifically, I think about how you get into a location and then how you leave a location. Do you have your billfold out? You know, you got the cash out? You got your debit card in your hand, you know, while you're looking away? I would say that depends on who I'm with. If I'm by myself, I sit in the back. If I'm with my family, they would want to sit in the middle somewhere. So I'll probably just sit on the end. So if you see me, you'll likely see me on the, you know, sitting on the end, so I can take whatever action I need to take.
Okay, so you sit on an end of an aisle somehow or other.
I certainly like try to sit on the end
because that's mobility, awareness, response, all of that. You can take action if need be. Okay, well that's what I was curious about. So I will sit in the aisle now, even if it's not the best seat. It's the best seat for other purposes. Well, I'm not. That's absolutely correct. We've learned this many, many, many times. Sheriff Chip Simmons, as always, sir, a pleasure. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you again next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
7:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, not Chip Simmons.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Red Tail Live presents a multimedia experience that's out of this world. Laser Invasion. Suit up for a fantastical journey through the multimedia cosmos of our imagination. Powered by a full battery of high-tech lasers, state-of-the-art lighting, out-of-this-world video, and concert-quality sound. Laser Invasion. Featuring the music of David Bowie, Queen, The Police, Portishead, Soundgarden, and more.
Coming to the Sanger Theater on June 22nd. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in Thursday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take the stress and cost out of health care. That's Thursday morning at 10 as ProHealth is the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
No time to argue. Throw me the idol. I throw you the whip.
Give me the whip.
Adios, senor.
Everybody knows the Love Your Mate song. That's like the Leonard Bernstein in, you know, It's the End of the World as We Know It. Everybody knows that one part. All right, what happens in the video?
Oh, he has the cue cards, just like the old Bob Dylan video, is a thing of. And it weirds me out when you don't hear this after
the other
song.
That's because, right,
because
it's the album continuation.
And that's how I judge radio stations.
That's
exactly
right.
The long version of my Sharona and the two pieces of this.
You know, when they don't play,
We
Are the Champions and We Will Rock You Together, you know, when they don't. Like, yeah, right?
But
you,
I hate
you know,
We Are the Champions. I give respect
fair
if
enough.
They cut it off.
I understand.
And your face, Freddie Mercury. I'm just kidding.
7:54, David. Oh, we lied today.
Yeah.
Mark it down. We lied today. I told people in the 5 o'clock hour that the 5 o'clock hour is so different from other hours of the show because other hours of the show, we don't have random dialogue about movies and music, and here we are. See?
Talking just, about movies and music.
Big old fat liar. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, but you don't know the stock until 8:30.
Okay, fair enough. David Wayne is in the news. Oh, by the way, we're having trouble with our texting this morning, so if you're texting me, I don't get it. I can't. I'm sorry. I would gladly tell you and respond, but I don't want you to be texting into me and thinking like, oh, why isn't he responding? Well, that's why. I'm just, you know, I'm sorry. 7:55, News Radio 92.3. Back to Candy for traffic on the fives.
We are watching one accident. This is Mobile Highway and Millview right near the Dollar General, blocked in both directions this morning. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The driver of a U-Haul that crashed into security barriers near the White House last night now facing several charges, including making a threat against the president, VP, or family members. U.S. Park Police say the crash may have been intentional. That incident and prompted a number of road closures and the evacuation of a hotel last night. President Biden says talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on the debt ceiling were productive. He released a statement, the president did, saying that Monday's meeting was about the need to prevent default and avoid a catastrophe for the economy. They've got until June 1st to raise the debt ceiling. And NBA star LeBron James may be considering retirement. Apparently, the Lakers were knocked out of the NBA playoffs last night by the Denver Nuggets. As James was leaving the arena, he told ESPN he's got a lot to think about, including whether he wants to play next year.
Maybe he's just going to go back to, you know, Indiana.
You Cleveland. Never know.
What did I say?
You said Indiana.
I did say Indiana. I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, it wasn't Pacers. Where was it? Okay, thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, they have nothing else.
Jokes
LeBron
funnier
James.
When you get the facts right, Andrew. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:56. All right, so there is a country that is now actively taking out ads against alcohol. Like the kind of things you have warning labels on cigarettes. They're doing that for alcohol, both on the label of the alcohol and also posted in the drinking establishments. What would be the country that you would never think?
Germany. Like
Germany? Oh, great guess. It's not them.
Oh.
You have a second guess? But it's going to be like that. You're going to be like, what?
England?
Getting closer. Keep moving west.
West.
There's only one country west of England.
No, Ireland!
Yes!
I'm so sorry. I'm not being defensive.
Yes.
But boy, that is surprising.
Ireland, starting, and there's a three-year run-up to this, which also cracks me up, that 3 years from now, there's going to be warning labels on alcoholic beverages and warnings posted in pubs. In the pub, my goodness. Drinking alcohol causes liver disease is one. There is a direct link between alcohol and fatal cancers is another. So it's weird because, you know, you would I can understand why the Irish would want to, like, help the population. But my goodness, this is especially in a pub. That's just
no need to drink so much. Go ugly early. I could write these slogans. That'll look good on matches.
I think yours would be taken more to heart. Yeah, no. So it's just hard to fathom, like, the goal of what the national government is to get the Irish to be less Irish, you know, what, you know, less Guinness, less Jameson's, you know, less of all the things that make us who we are. It's wild, but there they go. First ones, I think the first country in the world that is going to take this on. Alcohol producers throughout the EU have objected to the rules because, well, apparently they export a lot to Ireland. no, but that's the point. Like the people who make alcohol on the continent, you know, they don't want the Irish telling people not to consume their products, you know, or, you know. The Italian ambassador to Ireland, for one, called the rules too draconian, says there's nothing wrong with the warnings. Response. There's nothing wrong with the warnings from the Irish. The point is the warning should be proportionate. And in this case, since you're talking about wine, saying that drinking alcohol in a bottle of wine causes liver disease is totally disproportionate. That's what he says is the that's an inappropriate thing to say about wine. So interesting. You know, we'll see whether it changes consumption patterns or health, and I guess, you know, long run, we'll find out if it makes a difference. I find it amazing. You know, again, in the pub, like on the bottle, I can kind of see, like, that's fairly easy, but you're going to require a pub to put up a sign that says, drink less, it's killing you. Go home, stop consuming our product. Maybe these are the kind of signs we ought to have in, you know, I don't know, casinos, perhaps. Just a thought.
Listen on air at 92.3.